Presenting Charles Boyer.
Hello, my dear. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, Michel.
The National Broadcasting Company takes pleasure in presenting a new series starring Charles Boyer as Michel. And who is Michel? The Baron de Montrichard de Frontenac? Paul de Lespinasse? François Cloisonnet? Well, he could be any of these, and has been all. For he belongs to that royal line of adventurers whose titles are stitched on the fabric of their own imaginations, but who'd willingly give up any title for a moment of romance or a spot of cash. Look at him now, walking into Emile's bistro. He has important things on his mind, namely Bart Conway, the gentleman who buys his stories.
Oh, Emile. Emile, come here.
Michel, it's about time you showed up. There's the little matter of 75...
Oh, yes, yes, of course. I've been out of the city, Emile. Emile, this is Mr. Conway, the famous American writer. I've told him about your place. This is the Emile I was telling you about, Mr. Conway.
Emile? Oh, yes, Emile. How do you do, Emile?
Yes, now about... A brandy for my friend, and a brandy for me, if you please.
There is the matter of 75... Michel is my guest, Emile. Here, two brandies.
Thank you, at once. Mr. Conway, how lucky for you that we've met again. I congratulate you.
Nice of you, Michel. Why?
Because of a mink.
A what?
A mink is a mammal, and so is a lady.
And I suppose that whenever the twain shall meet, there's a story.
Exactly. That is, when something else has been added.
$200, for instance.
Oh, you know, when a mink is involved, it should be much higher. However, it started at a theater des Champs-Élysées.
$200.
Through a friend of mine, connected with the management, I was given a complimentary ticket to the new Giraudoux play.
Oh.
All I had to do was circulate through the lobby and express my enthusiasm. It was near curtain time. I had stopped by the hatchet stand to light up a cigarette when suddenly a lady approached me. Oh, a vision of beauty and delight. For the first time, the evening held a promise.
Please, monsieur, would you check this for me?
Why, mademoiselle, I shall be delighted to do anything
curtain.
For you.
Curtain!
There is time, mademoiselle. Curtain. I'll be just a moment.
I'll see you after the show. Now, don't forget
that. Here's your stub, mademoiselle. Well, where is she? There you have it, Mr. Conway. That is, I had it. A stub for a magnificent mink coat and an eye out for the beautiful lady that came with it. Well, during each intermission, I tried to find her in the crowd, but to no avail. When the final curtain fell, I retrieved the mink with my ticket and stood slightly baffled and quite solitary in the lobby when another stranger approached me.
Wasting your time, mister.
Eh? I beg your pardon?
She ain't coming back.
She isn't.
No, I know how you feel, but I hate being stood up, too.
Well, how do you know she isn't coming back?
Well, I got a hunch about dames, you know. She looked scared.
Oh.
No offense to you, mister, you know, but the way she threw that squirrel at you and run off, well, right away I knew something was wrong. That's why I come back.
Come back? From where?
From where I took her.
Oh, so you know the lady?
Well, no, I just took her in my cab.
Oh, I see.
And don't ask me how I come to be driving a cab in Paris.
I hadn't intended to.
You see, after the war, I wanted to see Paris, so I got me a jalopy, and I am still seeing it. Hey, you have no idea how much there's doing around this town.
Now, look.
Can I take you somewhere?
Now, wait. You started to tell me about the lady.
I did? Tell you what?
Well, you said you took her someplace.
Well, I brought her and I took her. Hey, it's none of my business, but did you have a fight or something?
Hmm? Well, you know, it's rather hard to fight with somebody you don't know.
You don't know Anita?
Never saw her before. Or since.
Well, now, how do you like that? Say, my name is Joe Mudd, and no jokes.
I am Michel.
Well, I'm glad to meet you, Mitchell. And what are you going to do with that squirrel?
This squirrel is mink.
Uh-oh, well, that costs dough, don't it?
Mink does not grow on squirrels.
Well, I wouldn't know. You see, I don't know any minks. And you don't know the dame.
No, but I have a goat.
Yeah, that's right. Say, let me drive you home in my hack, eh? And then we can drop off someplace for a nightcap, you know, kind of talk this thing over.
Talk what over?
Well, about this mink. Now, personally, I like raccoon. What's with mink that makes it so classy? So like I told you, Mitch, I picked her up on the Rue Royale, see, and I dumped her off on the Rue de la Paix. And she didn't say nothing to me, and I didn't say nothing to her, so that's just what I know, nothing. That's why I went back to the theater to find out something.
Well, then I'd have to search old Paris to find her.
Well, what do you want to find her for? You got the coat, or maybe it's us that got it, huh?
I have a fatal weakness, Joseph.
Yeah?
Yeah. I prefer a live lady to a dead mink.
You ever hear the one about a bird in the hand?
Since when is a mink a bird, Joe? A mink is a mammal.
And so is a lady.
And so is a lady. You are absolutely right.
Only she is live, eh? Well, I don't need the Eiffel Tower to fall on me, kid. Say, I'll have another beer, if you don't mind.
Not at all. I'll have another Calvados.
Yeah, okay. Hey, waiter. Will you draw one Bubbles and one Applejack?
Right.
Now, where was we on this deal, Mickey?
Let's see. I have a mink coat, mine is a lady. Now, I've known ladies to go to great lengths to get a mink coat, but I've never in all my extensive experience known one to throw a mink away.
Mm-hmm.
Especially such a splendid specimen as this one.
Well, all right, why did she?
That is the proper question, Joe. But I would put it this way. Why didn't she come back?
Well, I'll tell you, she was scared. You see, I saw her face, and she scooted away as fast as she could when I left her off at the corner.
Hey,
drinks, gentlemen. 25 francs, please. I said that would be 25 francs. Excuse me, the bill is 25 francs.
Hmm? Oh, Joe.
Yeah?
My apologies.
For what?
Gentlemen, which one of you is paying for the drink?
Now, sir, please. My friend here is my guest. But, Joseph... I find that I have misplaced my wallet.
Yeah, you just found that out, huh? Okay. Here you are, waiter.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Hey, you know something, Mitch? You don't look to me like the kind of a guy who forgets his wallet. You broke?
Well, at the moment, a little bent, my good Joseph. But I don't know why. I feel prosperity bristling in this fair. Wherever there is mink, there is money. Besides, she was beautiful. I must find this girl. Tell me, have you 100 francs to spare?
Well, hey, you know, I almost lost that much in fares just sitting here. Not that I don't like the company, mind you.
Oh, well, thank you, Joseph.
Don't mention it.
If you don't mind, I would like to mention the matter of the 100 francs.
Yeah, you want me to loan you some dough, huh?
No, let's call it an investment.
In what, for instance?
You know, a discreet advertisement placed in tomorrow morning's papers... might bring some surprising results.
Oh, yeah. You mean you're going to sell the coat?
The decision will rest with a response to my advertisement. If the owner applies and gratefully provides a reward, well, that is one possibility. I have thus discharged my duty as a citizen. However, having done so, should a prospective purchaser be interested, that, my dear Joseph, would be even more profitable.
Well, I'll go for that second one. What are you going to put in the ad?
Now, let's see. The label in the coat says... styled by Jean-Paul. So we shall say, beautiful mink coat. Styled by Jean-Paul. Available. Excellent condition. Must dispose at once. Address, 239 Rue de l'Odéon, apartment 6. That, I think, should bring quick results.
Captain.
Yes, Victor?
We answered the advertisement as you directed and found the fur coat. Here it is.
Good. Very good, Victor.
And we have caught an even bigger prize. I believe we have the ringleader of the organization himself.
Excellent. You shall have a promotion. Send him in.
Henry, send him in.
Oh, good morning, Captain.
Michel. Well. You may go, Victor.
Yes, Captain.
Sit down, Michel.
Oh, thank you, sir.
This is too good to be true.
Now, I hate to disappoint you, Captain. But whatever you are thinking, it is false.
You have always been, shall we say, so discreet, Michel.
Very kind of you. I hope I always shall be.
But even the best of us can miscalculate, isn't that right?
Are you speaking about yourself, Captain?
I can understand why you would be engaged in such a profitable operation as selling stolen furs. But advertising it in the papers.
Michel, that is not like you. In that case, you will believe me when I tell you what happened.
I shall tell you. 18 months ago, an entire warehouse full of valuable furs was ransacked. Since then, these skins have been turning up in many places, made up into expensive coats, and bearing half a dozen different labels. One of them is Style by Jean Paul.
Fine. That explains everything to me. Thank you very much. Goodbye, Captain.
Where are you going?
Well, to find a lady, of course.
What lady?
The lady who gave me the coat.
With you, Michel, there is always a woman.
Well, she left me holding it in the lobby of a theater and vanished.
Someone you knew well?
No, on the contrary. I didn't know her at all.
Yet she gave you this valuable coat and then disappeared?
That's right. Now, do you wonder why I'm so interested in her?
You're not half as interested in her as we are. Michel, do you realize how deeply you're involved in this affair?
I'm not involved at all. You've got the coat.
And I also have got you. But I want this lady even more. I might even be willing to pay...
Reward? How much?
That depends on how useful she is to us. You bring me this lady of yours within 48 hours.
Mm-hmm. 48 hours, Captain?
If you produce her, then we can discuss the matter of reward. If not, there are 48 months for you, Michel.
48 months? 4 years of my life in the hands of a beautiful lady that I have never met. So you see, Mr. Conway, I was a victim of my innocence. I had to find a girl. I had to start from nowhere to find someone who could be anywhere. Well, on my way back to my apartment, I could not make up my mind which loss I regretted the most, the mink or the lady. As I opened my door, I was intercepted by a strange man in my apartment.
Yes? What do you want?
What do I want? Well, this is my... this is apartment 6, isn't it?
Yes. What do you want?
Oh, well, I noticed an advertisement in the paper this morning, and, well, I understand you have a fur coat for sale.
What do you want with a fur coat?
Well, I thought I might buy it. May I see it?
Sorry, it's sold.
Imagine that, Mr. Conway. Insult added to injury. My own door slammed in my face. Well, I returned to the street in order to prepare my strategy. I noticed Joe's taxi standing by the curb. Joe was not inside, but luckily, he had left his cap on the front seat. I quickly pulled it down as low as I could, just as the strange man I had left in my apartment came out with a friend.
Driver, you free?
Yes?
Good. Come on, Thomas, get in.
Where to, gentlemen?
Place Pigalle, driver.
No. Go to Boulevard Saint-Germain, 1672.
Oh, so that's it, Carl. You want to see Dolores.
Dolores. Well, at last, a clue to the missing lady, Mr. Conway. So as soon as they got out, I parked across the street and waited and waited. It was dark when Thomas came out with her. The first thing I noticed was that she was wearing another magnificent mink coat. Before I had a chance to swing my cab around, she stepped into a taxi waiting in front of her door, so all I could do was follow her to her destination. Then I drove swiftly back to my own apartment.
Oh, Joseph. Oh, I was afraid of something like this. Here, no, let me get that gag out of your mouth. And don't bite me.
before I knew it. See, and I come up to see you, and you ain't here, so I'm sticking around. See, and then these guys, they come busting in, they get sore at me because they think that I'm you.
Please, hold still. Yeah, what and I then, tell you?
When I can't produce the coat, they give me the business. But I didn't talk, see? I played dumb, see? I played close to the vest, I lost the pot.
You lost what?
Then I get worried. I say to myself, I say, Joe, what do you know about this character, this Mitchell? You meet him and a mink, both at the same time, and you invest 100 francs. Now, where are they? Well, gone.
Yeah, I'm glad you came back, Mitch.
Joe, I think our worries are over. I found a girl.
Well, happy day. Why don't you tell me at the first place?
You didn't give me a chance. Now, I've got to go out again, right away. As soon as I dress.
First, my evening clothes.
Well, tell me, what happened? Where's the mink?
And my cufflinks.
Oh, here they are. What did you say, Joe?
The mink. Did you give it back to her?
No, I gave it to the police.
Oh, holy smoke, the cops? Well, then no wonder you're in a hurry. But what are you dressing up for?
I'll tell you everything on the way to the Café Poulenc. Let's hope she hasn't gone before we get there. Will you drive me, Joe?
Well, sure, I got an investment to protect. Hey, you know, Mitchell, there's just one thing that I got more respect for than gold, and that's brass. And, brother, you got plenty of that. Here you are, Mitchell, Café Poulenc. How'd you like the ride?
I'll let you know when I get my breath back.
Say, now that you found this girl, you're going to turn her over to the police right away?
It is the only way I can keep out of jail myself. Besides, there is the little matter of a reward.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's for me. Want me to stick around with the camp?
First, let's see if she's still here. Come on.
Hey, this is a pretty classy joint, Mitch. This dame must be playing for high stakes.
Well, of course. Why do you think the police want her so badly? She may be one of the most important links in...
There. There she is, Joe.
Where?
Over at that table in the corner, with her back to us. See? Where the coat is draped over the chair.
Yeah, hey, she looks good from the back.
Yes, and that's the mink I saw coming out of the apartment.
With her inside of it, I hope. Well, good luck, kid. I'll be seeing you.
All right. Hey, wait. Joe.
What?
Come back here.
All right.
Look at her.
Why, what's the matter with her?
Oh, nothing's the matter with her. Except she's not the lady I'm looking for.
She should never have turned around.
The wrong girl.
Oh, brother, yeah. Well, goodbye, 100 francs, and goodbye, Mitchell. And what do you have, a cake with a file in it or a carton of cigarettes?
Now, just a moment, Joseph.
Now, what do we do?
Just a moment. I'm going over to that table. I want to talk to her.
Well, what for? That dame won't do you any good.
One dame is just as good as another when she's mixed up with stolen furs. And believe me, I won't let this one run away.
Oh, I get you, kid. Well, you got to take over from here. Good hunting. Hope you catch another mink.
Here you are.
Let me check your coat for you.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You're not the lady I thought you were.
That's quite all right.
Well, I would say it's more than just all right. You are much more beautiful.
Why, thank you.
Are you expecting someone, mademoiselle?
No. Well, that is, my friend had to leave. He'll be back.
Not too soon, I hope.
Why?
Well, one man's absence is another man's opportunity. Do you mind my joining you for a moment?
You have already, haven't you?
Well, in that case, my name is Michel.
I am Dolores.
Well, now that we are properly introduced... Good evening, Dolores.
Good evening, Michel.
Are you sure? You don't want me to check your coat?
Don't bother. It isn't necessary.
It's a very attractive mink.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Well, after all, it was styled by Jean-Paul.
But of course, a coat is only as beautiful as the woman who wears it.
Oh, any woman looks beautiful in a Jean-Paul coat.
If she can afford it, of course.
Well, are you thinking of buying a fur coat for someone?
You know, it's strange that you should mention that. I have been thinking about a mink coat. But now, of course, I have something else on my mind.
Oh?
Tell me, are you especially fond of the Café Poulenc?
Oh, it's rather nice. Why do you ask?
Well, it's not much of an orchestra for dancing. Now, I know a little place called the Figaro in the Montmartre district. Something quite different. Shall we go? So glad you came to the Figaro with me, Dolores.
I'm very glad, too.
Dancing solves a great many problems, doesn't it?
Well, it does bring people together.
Yes. It makes friends out of strangers so quickly.
Let's sit down for a minute. No, now I understand your enthusiasm for this place, Michel. It is much gayer here.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. Oh, I'm sorry. We forgot to check your coat again.
It's just as well. It's rather chilly.
Oh? Oh, I hadn't noticed it.
Were you really looking for someone else at the Café Poulenc?
At first, yes. But once I saw you, well, I changed my plans completely.
Michel, well, you've been very nice to me, and I've had a wonderful, wonderful evening. I want to be completely honest with you now. I'm not what you think I am.
Oh? And what do you think I thought you were?
Well, a girl with a mink coat and an expensive cafe.
Something the matter with that?
I don't want to pretend any longer. This coat isn't mine.
Oh, you mean you borrowed it?
No, it isn't that. You see, well, it's my job.
Then you were not pretending.
I mean, I'm kind of a model. I'm employed to wear coats like this to places like the Café Poulenc.
Oh, so that's why you haven't checked it.
That's right. I have to keep it with me so people can see it. Then if they admire the coat...
As I did.
And ask for information...
As I did.
Yes. Then I tell them about Jean-Paul.
Well, what about Jean-Paul?
Oh, Jean-Paul isn't any ordinary furrier. It's a personalized service, and they make the coats up only on special order. Oh, but you're not really interested in that. I only told you so you wouldn't misunderstand.
Well, I'm not so sure I understand now.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, this Jean-Paul...
Oh, that's only a trade name. It's really Carl and Thomas.
Yes, but how long have you been working for them?
About 6 months. They've been very nice to me, and I'm grateful to them. You'll never know how much I needed this job.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Dolores.
Why?
You're grateful for helping to sell stolen furs.
Stolen furs?
Surely you must have known that's what they are.
Are you the police?
Fortunately for you, no. But the police are looking for those employers of yours. And for you. Oh, my dear. I'm sorry.
Oh, but
please.
I didn't know. Oh, it's all right.
No, it's not all right now. It's not all right at all. It's much worse. You wouldn't have told me all this if you knew what you were doing.
Michel, if what you say is true...
Oh, it's true. You'll find out only too soon.
Well, then I'll just have to stop.
And run away?
Well, quit.
You can't quit.
Why can't I quit?
Well, I think another girl tried to do that. Only last night, she threw a mink coat at me and ran away. And then this morning, I read a little item in the paper about a young woman found in the River Seine. No. I have no way of knowing that it was the same girl, but it could have been. She, too, worked for this Jean-Paul. She must have known too much. And you, Dolores, know too much, too.
But
you
I
know
told
Jean-Paul
you...
Jean-Paul really is.
Well, then I'll have to tell the police.
And if they believe you, what then? If the police don't catch up with this Carl and Thomas, you're really in danger for your life. But if you don't tell the police now and try to explain to them later, it would be hard to convince them that you were innocent. And even if you got a small jail sentence, I imagine it would be very difficult for you to get another job.
You mean I can't run away and I can't give myself up? Oh, Michel, there must be something I can do.
Well, perhaps one way. Dolores, will you let me have your fur coat?
Oh, yes, please take it. I don't want it now.
Then you do believe what I've told you. Why?
I started believing you, Michel, when you stopped making love to me.
Now, darling, if you say many more things like that, I shall begin again. Now, before that happens, come with me, quickly.
Where to, Mitchell?
Your apartment, please, Joe.
Oh, hey, look, my joint's a mess. The bed ain't even made.
And Joseph... I'll need an advance of another 100 francs. I want to take out an advertisement.
You
want
to go to the pokey again?
That's exactly what I don't want to do. Now, Joe, this time, I will have to use your address. Dolores' employers will undoubtedly be visiting her apartment, so she'll go to a hotel for tonight. And you, Joe, can stay at my place.
I can hear the wheels working in your head all the way up here.
No, that's your rear axle, Joseph. Needs oiling.
Hello? Oh, yes, Joe. You're at the corner. Good.
No, no, just be patient.
When you see them, keep out of sight. Follow them up and stay outside. You'll know when I need you. They're here now. Goodbye.
Well, good morning.
Oh, the police.
So it's you again, Michel.
But, gentlemen, I did not expect you so early. Would you mind taking a walk around the block and come back in, say, 15 minutes?
Did you expect to get away with the same trick twice?
On the contrary, I wanted you to come, but not now. Please.
The advertisement ringed in pencil was delivered at headquarters.
According to plan. Only your timing is wrong.
You will have to come with us, monsieur.
Look, I'll do anything you want later. But now, step inside, quickly.
Well, what is it?
Oh, now, look, officers. Here's the fur coat. It's yours. Take it with you and go into the other room. Give me just a few minutes, please.
I suggest you teach the prefect such games. We have no time for them now. Come on, peaceably.
There they are. Now, I will prove it to you. Step back and watch.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. I've been expecting you.
It's you, the man we saw yesterday. Thomas, get him.
Right, Carl.
Now, wait, my friends.
Get back, all of you.
The police.
A trap.
You see, officers, that's what I meant. I baited
Get back, you, with the others.
But, officer.
Come on.
Now, look.
Now, march.
Hey, Mitch, what's going on here? You need help?
Joe, watch out.
Oh, the cops. Goodbye.
Come back here.
Yes, sir.
You're in this, too. Get in line. Now, all of you, march.
So you see, Captain, after I had identified the criminals, I'll say with much expense and effort on my part, I decided to use the same device which brought me to your headquarters in the first place. The advertisement proved to be perfect bait for them and for you. Now, since I've wrapped up this case for you so neatly, I think we can discuss the reward. Well, something the matter, Captain?
There is the matter of the lady, Michel.
The lady? What lady?
We want everybody implicated in this affair. But our bargain was the lady in exchange for your liberty, not to mention the reward.
Well, I'm sorry, Captain. There is no lady.
Hey, but Mitch, what about
the... There is no lady.
Ah, so that's it. Always the lady vanishes.
Ah, you took me too seriously, Captain. I needed a chance to prove my innocence, so I invented a lady.
In that case, Michel, let's say I just invented the reward.
Then we're both taken in.
Were we, Michel? I'll tell you what I'll do. I shall forget our bargain and not ask you about the lady again. That shall be your reward.
Thank you. I promise to keep this reward in a safe place. Now, what about my friend here?
Your friend and yourself are free to go. Come back and see us again sometime soon.
Very kind of you, Captain, but I insist that you be my guest on the next occasion.
It's a good story, Michel, but what about the final chapter? What about Dolores?
Oh, a fine, courageous, honest girl. Fortunately, Joe had a girlfriend who owns a small shop in Montparnasse. Dolores is working there now. She looks lovely in hats.
But what about the first girl?
First girl?
The lady with the mink, the first mink.
Oh, that lady. Well, you may not believe this, Mr. Conway, but do you know that it wasn't more than 5 weeks later, when I was on my way to Quito?
You went to Peru? You've never told me that, Michel.
I haven't, my friend. My experience with the Incas, a treasure beyond all comprehension.
Yes, but Michel, what's that got to do with the young mink?
What's that got to do with... But, Mr. Conway, that's another story, and another $200.
Charles Boyer will soon be seen starring in Douglas Sirk's production, The First Legion. In the role of Bart Conway, you heard Hanley Stafford. Also in the cast were Sheldon Leonard, Ted Von Eltz, Joan Banks, Wilms Herbert, Herb Butterfield, Don Diamond, and Ken Peters. Our show is directed by Nat Wolfe. Tonight's script was written by Barbara and Milton Merlin. Characters of Michelle and Bart Conway were created by Ernest Voidya and Clement Scott Gilbert. Listen again next week at this same time to Presenting Charles Boyer. This is Don Stanley speaking. Stay tuned for Thrilling Big Town on NBC.